Presenting this week's story. His smile lighted our world as days came with fun and risk. Part 3.
The curtains in the 1980s open a new era. President Jimmy Carter, a man of principle, finished his term January 20, 1981. Then came President Ronald Reagan from 1981 to 1989. Who could be more charming and a reminder of the days when people could work together and enjoy each other? George H.W. Bush began his term on January 20, 1989. Sharp tongues unleashed, but Bush managed to keep a civil tongue. Reagan had marked the decade. Quotes from Reagan were memorable and sometimes ignited debate. Some examples were,
"The most terrifying words in the English language are, 'I'm from the government and I'm here to help.' Government's first duty is to protect the people, not run their lives. The future doesn't belong to the faint-hearted. It belongs to the brave."
His key themes were, work hard toward goals, find joy, and have faith. He believed in limited government, free markets, and the dangers of excessive government.
There were national and global issues, such as tax reform, certainly the Cold War, the Iran-Contra debates, and the hopeful summits between President Reagan and the Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev.
Kids were in a culture where now many look back and say, "I rode my bike wherever. I had few books, toys, and games, but they were awesome." The culture did not live in a cloud of fear or an alert sense of living safely. Hitching a ride was okay. Now, it is usually unthinkable to get into a stranger's car simply by walking along a road and sticking out your thumb and indicating you want a free ride.
Smoking was generally part of acceptable daily life. No verbal warnings and an absence of no smoking signs. No awareness of the harmfulness of secondary smoke for babies, children, people with allergies. Anyone.
Entertainment was a wonderland of new possibilities in the 1980s. Saturday mornings were cartoon marathons and, of course, sugary cereals for breakfasts. There were spellbinding blockbuster movies. The Walkman, with foam-covered earphones, absorbed hours for many ages. What kid or adult did not become challenged with the Rubik's Cube? It was the ultimate popularity contest. The boombox rocked urban ghettos with its radio, cassette deck, loudspeaker, and raucous hip-hop or rock music. It was portable, powered by battery or AC power.
There were novelties like a sticky octopus from a gumball machine. It could be thrown against a wall, then it would crawl downwards. Clothing was no exception. There were gel shoes, leg warmers, and eye-popping neon clothes. Music videos were epidemic. Michael Jackson mesmerized viewers with his moonwalk. What a backward glide! The radio was essential, especially a Sony Walkman. It was portable, audio, private, became a CD, mini disc, and a digital flash memory player.
Yet to come was a cataclysm of changes, pleasant and threatening. Awareness of God was needed in evaluating changes and their influence. Our team today is Todd Warren, Gwen Crawford, Carlos Gomez, and Barbara Steiner.
ExploreThisWeeksStory.com.
Thank you.